doesn't sound. Okay, well, I don't know. Alright. Welcome, everyone, to Salcedo Paranormal. Today I will be talking about the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood in Los Angeles, California. Hopefully my recording bot is working right. It usually makes a sound when it starts, but it didn't do that this time. So that's kind of making me worry a bit, but we will see how this goes. So, anyway. So as always, to find episodes of the podcast, you can visit the webpage. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And there you can also find links to all my social media, as well as ways to donate. And that is where all that's at, along with, I believe, also a Discord link as well. So let me see here. Let me check one thing. Okay. So anyway, like I said, I'll be talking about the hotel today. So along with the website, you can always send me an email, whether it's about a topic suggestion or a, experience you had, or let me see here. I'm gonna be responding to chat here for a second. So an experience or a question or a comment on a topic, or a topic suggestion, any of those things. And I will respond to you as soon as I can. So, that's that. Like I said, this hotel is in LA. And I decided to go with this one just because it's always interesting to me how buildings that are relatively new, like this place opened in the late 1920s. It's interesting how age of a building doesn't always seem to matter. There's hotels all around the world that will have activity, and some are from 200 years ago, some are only from 100 years ago. It doesn't seem to matter. So I thought I'd use this one also because, I've always been interested in, Hollywood, basically the paranormal in Hollywood and how those two intersect. So yeah, that's why I picked this hotel. It literally could have been almost any other hotel. But yeah, I decided to go with this one. And we may come back to haunted hotels at some point again. There's just so many that are supposedly haunted. But, yeah, so we'll start with this one. I already put the links in the stream chat, text channel here in my Discord for you all to check out the links, and of course I will include them in the episode description on the podcast page so you can check out the articles that I used for this episode. So, I'm not going to read directly from the articles, just because I kind of already have notes taken down. But if you want to check out those articles, they all have at least a picture or two of the hotel. And if you want to look up pictures of it online, you'll be able to see the architecture there, which does look like it's very interesting, and especially over the years, you'll be able to see it a lot better than I will ever be able to describe it to you. It's just how that is. But yeah, so you can check that out and go from there. So again, like I said, this hotel was built and then opened in the late 1920s, right in the middle of the beginning phases of Hollywood, and there being movie stars and all of that. Also, what I find really interesting is it didn't open very long before the start of the Great Depression either, which is, to me, kind of amazing. Not that I'm an expert on history, but it's amazing that it made it through that without being closed down. But so yeah, just some more about the hotel. It's in Hollywood in Los Angeles, California. It's named after Teddy Roosevelt, U.S. president. It's the style of architecture is Spanish colonial, I believe. Opened in the late 1920s. As of when these articles that I read were put out, it was the longest operating hotel in the area. And it's a luxury hotel with restaurants and bars and pools, and basically it's a luxury hotel. And it was used a lot by all kinds of stars in Hollywood of that time. So, I won't go through all of them, but the ones that appear to be there still, in a way, are a couple that are, I guess, fairly well-known. One I knew of, I heard of, but the other one I hadn't so much until I started looking into all this. But we can start with the first one that they mention, that these articles mention, is, Marilyn Monroe. She was a majorly successful, apparently she started out as a magazine model, got into acting, and eventually ended up dying under, some say, mysterious circumstances, others say a suicide. If you want to get into the whole conspiracy side of things, there's plenty to look at there. But she's seen in mirrors throughout the hotel, but also in her own in the room where she stayed, which is room 1200, or it's a suite. And she's also been seen in and around the pool area. What's interesting about that is I've heard of her being seen in other places, like where she lived, other places where she lived over time. So it's hard to say. Makes you wonder if those are residual appearances, just residual energy, or if she's able to move around from place to place. It's hard to say. But she's been seen, again, like I said, in mirrors. She's been seen in mirrors, and then people would look behind them, and then she wouldn't be there, but then they'd look back in the mirror, and she'd still be there. So that's really interesting. That's almost like the reverse of the whole vampire lore mythology, where they're not seen in mirrors. I just recently found, and I started listening to an audio version of Bram Stoker's Dracula, so I've kind of encountered that recently in that book, so just brings that to mind. But So, the next person that is seen there is... I wasn't aware of this actor until I started looking into the paranormal. But Montgomery Clift, apparently he's really well known for a movie called From Here to Eternity. I am unfortunately not as familiar with early Hollywood. Black and white movies have always been hard for me to see for some reason. So I always had a hard time getting into them. And then even just... I was also, growing up, I was always more into science fiction movies. And so there's a lot of history I missed as far as early movie history. But he has been known to walk through the hallways. He's been seen as a shadow figure walking through the hallways. Sometimes he's not seen, but... People say he's, they can feel him walk by, rush by them. I don't know how they know it's him. As always, it's always an interesting claim. But he's also been seen and heard, mainly heard, on the 9th floor, near the room, near and in the room where he stayed, room 928. He could even be heard sometimes practicing, I think it was with a bugle, some kind of horn he had to practice with for his role in that movie I mentioned. And people can still hear that sound of that being played even years after his passing. So that's always interesting. Apparently he's only seen as a shadow figure when he is seen. So let's see here. We're moving through this faster than I expected to, but that's okay. So the next spirit that's seen is not a famous Hollywood actor or actress. It's actually the spirit of a young girl about five years old. She's appeared almost as though she's still living. She's appeared like as the full form apparition, but solid. She's been seen in the lobby, moving around the lobby and out throughout the hotel. And she's even spoken a few times, and she's always asking about or calling out for her mother, which is really strange. Sad in a way, but hopefully that's residual, but you never know. So she's been witnessed by staff and guests, apparently, in that hotel. Again, this is a luxury hotel. It has all kinds of restaurants and pool and lot, and I think I read somewhere even like a nightclub. So it sounds like a really big place, but it still has activity. So there's two other male spirits seen and heard in different parts of the hotel. One is seen wearing a black tuxedo. He's seen in the room, in the Blossom Room, which is where the first Academy Awards banquet was held. Excuse me. And he's thought to have been present at that first Academy Awards. And some people say, speculate that he's still there because he was nominated but didn't get an award. Another man is seen, apparently there's a balcony. Man in a white suit is seen on one of the interior balconies in the location. So it's not just the famous ones that are seen. So that's interesting. There definitely are the famous ones, but there's others there as well, which I would expect, really. And then there's other general activity in the location. Just other sounds, people having, guests having their doors locked from the inside of the rooms when they're in the hallway so that they can't get in. So that's interesting. I wonder how that works with, if that still happens with modern, I wonder if they use modern key cards or not. It really didn't say in the article. So yeah, what else does it say here? Get back to the, so locked doors, physical contact. Apparently there was a maid that was, kind of pushed somehow into one of the closets in one of the rooms, which is not good. Phone calls have come from empty rooms to the hotel staff, and voices have been heard in empty rooms as well. I wonder if that's ever happens where the voices are heard in the empty rooms and they're actually on the phone. That'd be interesting to know. So, that's all I really have for that one. But it's just really interesting looking at all these hotels. And, finding similarities and differences. Again, it does seem like you don't have to have doesn't have to be an extremely old hotel for it to be there, for it to be haunted. So it's, and there appears to be all kinds of activity. Of course, a lot of it is often connected to tragedy. People either being killed or killing themselves in certain places. Sometimes it's just accidents where someone is hit outside of a hotel or has an accident outside a hotel and then they're brought in there and people try to save them and then it doesn't work. That's something that's really common in all the different hotels I've looked into sometimes, especially the further back you go. So yeah, that's that one. It was really interesting looking into all the hotels. Definitely see common activities like people seen or just heard walking around the hallways. Voices coming from areas that are unoccupied. So, I've only been in a hotel a couple times. And it was always during the day, so I never really had any odd feelings in them. So, but, there's a lot of them out there. I feel like, in a way, I'd love to go visit Mackinac Island here in Michigan at some point, because there's supposedly a few hotels there that are haunted, but the problem with that area is motorized vehicles aren't allowed, so you have to do a lot of walking. And I'm not that good at a lot of walking. Excuse me. So I wouldn't do so good with that. But, but yeah, there's definitely, they seem to be all over the place, all over the world. They can be mansions that are 200 or more years old, or they can be modern buildings that are, have been made, and they don't even look like houses. They're just giant tower kind of like structures. And it doesn't seem to matter. One of the things one of the things on my list of topics I want to cover at some point is the idea of haunted casinos. That's going to be something else I look into soon. Because I've heard some stories about that, especially the hotels and casinos in and around Las Vegas, Nevada. Every so often, if you listen to enough shows about all this, there'll be a story about an experience had in that area. So, that's definitely one thing I want to look into that's connected to that. Let me bring up my list of topics. Let's see what else. To fill in the time here, might as well give you a preview of topics that I want to cover at some point. So, let's see what we have here. So yeah, here's a list of, this isn't all connected to hotels, but, so we've done haunted hotels here today. That's the way we ended today. We'll be ending the haunted restaurants trilogy Wednesday. The casinos, like I said. So, medical facilities, that's another major one. Hospitals. Cemeteries and graveyards, because that seems to be a mixed bag of... Some have activity, others don't seem to. Some activity is peaceful. Other places, it's not so peaceful. So, yeah. And then other things I want to cover not related to that are, like, religious and sacred places. I'll look into that. Empty spaces that are only used a little bit at a time, and they're empty most of the rest of the time. I want to look into that because I think there's something to that. How they can possibly be used by spirits or other beings as homes when, because they're not being used all the time. Let's see what else. I want to look into, I need to look into, shadow figures of all different kinds. EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon, where you make a recording on a device. You maybe ask a question or two, and then you don't say anything for a while, and then when you play back the recording, you get voices. I need to cover that at some point. So, what else here? That's all I really want to say for now. But, again, I'm always looking for new topics. That's one I need to look into. Haunted jails and prisons. Thank you for that, Lily. I need to add that to the list. Because that's definitely a thing as well. A lot of places, a lot of jails and prisons have stories of hauntings in them as well. I mean, yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it's not good for anyone that has to go through it, but it's a good topic to look into. That's what I always mean when I say that's a good topic. It's not necessarily that it's a... But anyway... You all know what I mean. But let me just add that. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, that's basically that. And that's a list of episode possibilities here. Next week I do want to get back to more of just the random ghost stories from the web. I miss doing those. We'll probably do that this Friday. And then do that at least a couple times next week. kind of switch it around where we have two of those and then one topic-based episode. So, and I guess I can make this announcement here. I'm going to start doing a bit of a monthly, an extra monthly episode starting in the new year. Looking at ancient history and mythology as it may connect to the paranormal. Whether that's mysterious events, or people, or places, just all that kind of, that whole area of interest that I have. I'm going to start doing research soon. In fact, I kind of already have. And it's going to be, like I said, a monthly episode, at least to start with. And so, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, I think. See what happens with that. It'll be a monthly thing, and then, like I said, if I can make it more often, I will, but I need to have time to do a lot of research for those, and I need it. I don't want to take away from the research for these regular episodes, so that's why it'll be a monthly show to start with, at least. That's the plan for that. So, yeah, haunted theme parks. Yeah, I should look into that as well. That could be fun as well. I know I've heard of Disney, different Disney locations, although that's one of those things where you'll never hear it from the company itself, but, that's something I need to look into. Thank you, Lily, for the ideas as you're there in the chat. But yeah. So that's the general plan for the podcast for the next end of this year and beginning of next year. And then we'll go from there. Keep on doing the random true ghost stories from the web. That's always going to be a part of the show. But I'm finding I do enjoy the research part of it. So, that will always be a part of the show as well. But I think that's where I'm going to end it. I can feel my voice is wanting to give out on me a little bit here. So I think I better get going. But, thank you all for listening, whether it's live or after the fact. And I will talk to you all on Wednesday with the conclusion of the Haunted Restaurants trilogy. Take care and have a good night.